Darling Hill's powerful jumps and tumbles made her a favorite at the U.S. Olympic gymnastics trials, but shoulder injuries and a sprained ankle dashed her hopes of going to Beijing to compete this year. Hill still has plenty of fans in the world of athletics, and she's here to tell us what's next in her life. And also joining us is Kim Bonus. She's the owner and head coach of the Wilmore School of Gymnastics in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Darling, Kim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
What does it actually mean to try to compete to be on the Olympic team? I mean, how young do you have to start, for example, if you want to compete?
Well, really, most of the girls started at the age of 3 or 4. Darling started at 9, so she was a latecomer to the sport. So it was remarkable as to what she did for this Olympic trials.
Latecomer, that young, it strikes me that there must be an incredible pressure on these kids. And how do you, as a coach, know the difference between a kid who really wants to make it and a kid who's being pushed, for example?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, we look for the athlete with desire, that spunk, that spark, and they really do separate themselves from the other kids. They just have an extra something, which is what Darling had from the day I saw her. She was just an extraordinary talent, very flexible, strong. She had mad ups, as we say, in the sports world.
What about diversity in the sport? I mean, there have been a couple of notable African-American gymnasts, but not a whole lot. How does this sport deal with diversity? And should there even be, you know, outreach, you think, to different communities to get a variety of people from different backgrounds into the sport?
Well, we at Wilmore really do look for that. We have a lot of African-American gymnasts on our team, and we feel as though that if the gymnastics is excellent, the race doesn't really matter. And as far as the judging goes, it used to be in the days that it was something that the African-American athlete did not score what they should score. But the sport has come a long way from those times.
What's the significance of this Olympics for the United States and the world? Because there's been a lot of talk about whether or not political issues, particularly human rights issues, should be a part of the conversation. Do you personally believe that human rights issues should be a part of the conversation that some Olympic athletes have? I bring that up simply because some people have said, okay, athletes don't talk about the political issues. Some are, some aren't.
Right. Well, we've been instructed from the USA Gymnastics president, Steve Penny, basically to stay focused on the sport. It's a lifetime effort for these young people. And in 1980, when we boycotted the Olympics, many athletes were never able to achieve their dream. And we really have separated that as far as from the athlete. We have not even discussed that. Darling and I never discussed this at all. It wasn't part of the plan, so to speak, and maybe that puts us kind of in a bubble. But in order to train the kind of training that these athletes do, there's just no way we can enter the political arena into what we do.
Darling, want to find out, what made you want to do this? Because although your injuries prevented you from really competing at the level which you wanted to this time around, you are still a very powerful force in gymnastics. What gives you your drive?
I don't like the feeling of having the regret. So I like to go out and give it 100% every time I compete, and also have that drive from my coach. So she always gave me the courage, even if I was down or injured. You just always go out and do the best that you can. Don't worry about anyone else out there. We're just going to do what we do, and that's exactly what we did.
You went out to compete in these Olympic trials not so long after your grandmother died, and she played a very important role in your life. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, she was very important in my life. Without her, I wouldn't be here, you know, as anyone can tell you. She was the one I looked up to. You know, she was that person in my life that I can go to for anything, and she's gotten me through everything. She's been through all my injuries, and, you know, I didn't think I can continue. It's still very hard to talk about her.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. I understand that she really not only helped raise you, but was someone who was a light in your life. And when you think about the kind of inspiration that she gave to you, do you think that you are also someone who other people are now looking up to?
Yes, I do feel that, you know, I carry some of her traits through me. I feel it come out, you know, the older I get. The more I speak to people, the more mature I sound. You know, I have a lot of her traits, and I would just want to carry, you know, that throughout my life. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm going to come back to you in a second and give you a bit of a moment. But, Kim, going back to you, we're all people, and whatever we do, we bring our emotional selves into it. How hard is it, have you seen, for athletes who are under pressure, whether it's the death of a loved one or other pressure, to continue to compete through that pressure, including in games like the Olympics?
Well, I think for someone, I mean, Darling's grandmother was completely her light of her life, and I miss her as well, because when we had our challenges, I would just call her and say, Mrs. Dixon, I need your help. Dar is not where she needs to be, et cetera, et cetera. And we would double team Dar, and we were able to get a lot done together. And she was one who trusted me immensely and gave inspiration to me as well in life. And I feel that for Dar, it was almost unbearable to continue without her.
What's ahead for you, darling? Do you want to keep competing?
Yes, I have, with the shoulder injuries, I'm going to try to get that taken care of. And I do feel like I can continue in a couple of years. You know, if I want to come back, I know I have the physical strength too. You know, I'm better in the mental area. I guess I do feel like I can make a comeback. I'll just have to get the same determination and confidence as I had, you know, that I was growing into.
What about an age time limit? Because, you know, this is one of those very intense sports that, you know, there's the 41-year-old swimmer who's qualified for the Olympics, but that's a real exception. Many of the sports are ones that are dominated by people who are quite young. Are you concerned that you could age out of this sport before you have the chance to go up for another Olympics?
Not really, because I haven't really reached my peak. You know, my coach never said I've reached my peak of gymnastics. I just actually started learning skills, and elite was something new to me. But I know I have a lot more to learn and to get more consistent in my gymnastics. You know, I'm only, you know, 18, but that was like the age limit for this Olympics. Now I'll be going on 22 for the next one. You know, my body doesn't feel old at all or beat down. I just feel like I'm just beginning, so.
What do you love about this? I mean, when you think about competing in gymnastics, what is it that fuels you?
The audience. I love, you know, it's not even pressure. It's more like the drive to get out there, and they want to see me compete. They want to see my power and my ability to flip, you know, land on your feet. I think that's more of a drive than getting up there and, you know, you got to hit your routines. I think that's more pressure. So I go out there and I always do the best I can, and I love to hear the audience. And once they get into it, I know I got the key to go out there and, you know, and now I got to impress the judges. So.
And Kim, what do you like the most about being a coach?
I love excellent gymnastics. I am driven by the beauty of the sport and having the athlete mature and grow into understanding what they're capable of. It's the greatest job there ever could be.
Are you going to, either of you, be able to go very, very quickly? Are either of you going to be able to go to Beijing?
No, not me.
Well, hopefully next time around, you guys will both be able to go. And thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
That was gymnast Darling Hill. She's a member of the USA Women's Gymnastics team. And also joining us was Kim Bonus. She's the owner and head coach of the Wilmore School of Gymnastics in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, Senator Obama continues his tour of the Middle East as Senator McCain speaks out about high gas prices. Our political contributors are ready to give us a roundup of campaign news.